USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Six states are certifying election results, with Joe Biden's home state of Delaware becoming the first. Wyoming, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, and Vermont were next. States have until December 8th to finish. The Electoral College will make the results official 6 days later. Tampa residents are already feeling the impact of Tropical Storm Etta. The previously Category 1 hurricane will likely make landfall on Thursday just north of the Tampa area. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor telling reporters this has been a very unpredictable storm. Ford is adding close to 400 jobs at two Michigan factories to make electric vehicles. The automaker also investing $850 million to meet expected demand. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
President Trump commemorating Veterans Day at Arlington National Cemetery. He was joined by First Lady Melania Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and Second Lady Karen Pence when he placed a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. A large retailer is transitioning out of bankruptcy.
Retail giant JCPenney is on the verge of exiting bankruptcy after a new buyer for the company was announced. The purchase by Simon Property Group and Brookfield Asset Management was cleared by bankruptcy judges on Monday for a price tag of $1.75 billion. The company says the purchase deal will save around 60,000 jobs. Despite that lifeline, JCPenney still has a number of obstacles to overcome. The chain has plans to close more than 150 stores this year, and will close even more over the next 2 years under a restructuring plan that would leave it with just 600 retail locations. The sale comes just days before a financing agreement would have expired, forcing the chain to close its doors for good. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many Democratic senators are ticked off that Republicans are not congratulating Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, who declared victory in the 2020 election on November 7th. That declaration being disputed by President Trump with numerous lawsuits across the country. There's also a recount taking place in Georgia. No matter who wins the election, Republican Senator Marco Rubio says all the votes need to be counted.
At the core of our Republicans, legitimacy comes from people's confidence in the elections. And right now you've got half this country that has doubts about the veracity of this election. And that's why the process that exists in the law, there's a process in the law that exists after the election, before the results are certified. That process has to be allowed to move forward. Otherwise, we're going to have a result here that half the country will harbor significant doubts about. And that's bad for the country.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. One grocery store is offering shoppers insurance on their Thanksgiving turkeys. Whole Foods is teaming with Progressive Insurance to offer the first ever protection plan. The Amazon-owned grocery store is giving away $35 gift cards to anyone who burns, overcooks, undercooked, or drops their bird. And finally, the smash children's hit Baby Shark continues to break records. The 11th time platinum tune has officially reached diamond status. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.